Dear future president, first I want to congratulate you on being elected as our future president.
Voters have stress. It's not surprising. But how much differently would you view this election if you couldn't vote? What if all this swirl of angst was your future, but you had to play it back in Samantha Bee YouTubes? That's your future. Well, we asked some 9th and 10th graders to read letters they wrote to the future president.
Originally, in English class, we had to pick a topic that we were passionate about, and my first choice was LGBT rights.
Isabel Arquente goes to school at Excelsior Academy in Newburgh, New York. She, along with teams of students, wrote to President TBA after their English teacher, Jackie Hesse, was inspired by a national writing project initiative called Letters to the President. No polling here, just issues.
Peace for all, peace for all, peace for all, says a majority of the population. But can we really achieve peace people are struggling for? People protest for transgenders. People protest against. What biased minds fill the population? Some people just don't care. Shouldn't we find a compromise? Or should we keep fighting for one side? People may be at war with gender. Why are we creating wars against each other when we should be helping one another? People who desire to change genders hide behind a mask because today's society doesn't accept everyone. Too many judge others. The sad fact is some people can't even be themselves. People try to fight it. They really, really do. But no one will listen to what they are struggling through. Those transgenders you speak of are still human, just like me and you. They need our help to feel real. They need our help to feel strong. We all need each other to know who we are. All this hatred is the world's disease, not gender identities. We are all equal. Enough is enough.
Hi, my name is Luke. I am a 10th grade student, and I wrote a letter to the next president on gun control.
In his letter, Luke Consani and some others were still feeling the shock of the death of two young women killed at a Halloween party, allegedly by a 17-year-old resident of the town. One of the women killed was a student in the district.
Dear future president, I am sure you are aware of the ongoing issue with firearms and the laws concerning them. It's almost unavoidable. As the president of the United States, you must address this issue. See, I believe that we don't need more gun control laws. What we do need is to strengthen our gun control laws that are already in place. Dylan Roof, who was responsible for the Charleston church shooting, passed his background check despite previous arrests for drug possession and trespassing. Could you possibly imagine having a loved one murdered due to a faulty background check? We need to make sure that the background checks are effectively investigating individuals who apply for gun license. Just recently, tragedy has struck our community with the Halloween party shooting on our very own Broadway. Two individuals had been killed and five injured in the shooting. Tabitha Cruz and Omani Free fell victim to the senseless killings. Was the firearm used legally obtained? The culprit was supposedly only 17 years old, so it seems pretty obvious that the firearm was not legally obtained. Focusing on improving the quality of background checks seems like it should be a priority, especially in today's times. But again, it's not our call to make. We leave it up to you and Congress. But taking away guns from hardworking, tax-paying, and law-abiding American citizens is certainly not a priority in our eyes.
My name's Kyle Villano, and I'm in 9th grade.
For Kyle, climate change is at his front door and knocking on his life to come.
Dear future president, one of my many concerns for our future is the environment. This is a political issue that will not only affect you, Mr. or Ms. President, but everyone in the world. Currently, we are putting dangerous toxins into the air, which is not only bad for humans, but bad for the environment. If we continue in the direction that we are heading, we are sure to plunge our society into absolute chaos. If we don't do something soon, the sea will continue to rise and swallow cities to their final watery resting place. Even though all this seems terrible, there are still times and multiple ways to fix this. One way to fix this is to go solar. If we use a clean energy source like solar, we can power our cars in a clean way, and we can even make a new clean energy source that can power our cars.
Kyle tries to make it global, at least as far as his grandparents' home down south is concerned anyway.
Well, my grandparents, they live down in Florida, and I've heard things about, you know, cities and will be flooded and completely gone, and states like Florida will also be completely gone. And I also love to go to Florida, too, so I don't want to see it gone.
My name is Mariana, and I wrote a letter to the future president.
Mariana Lopez is a 9th grader, but she sees an ugly version of herself in some of the descriptions and campaign rhetoric about immigrants this year.
I am a U.S.-born citizen, but I always declare myself as a proud Mexican. Recently, I asked my dad to tell me of how he crossed the border. My father told me he had to walk across the desert with a group of people and that it took 7 hours. My father said that when he was captured and deported back to Mexico, he decided to do this whole entire process again. I think this shows the hopes of immigrants to find better opportunities.
Mariana says she's proud of her parents' courage, so it's hard to hear them described as suspected border-crossing criminals.
Today, I am very proud of the father and mother I have. They both took so many risks to have better opportunities, and I have seen how hard they have worked to pay my education and give me everything they never had the opportunity for. After about 16 years after they arrived, they both got their resident papers. Now my mom is being paid by workers' comp, and my father is finally opening his new restaurant. Even though I am very grateful that they got their papers, I think the process to become a resident should be shorter, and that it shouldn't take up so much money from illegal immigrants. I know that illegal immigration is certainly not right, but I don't think that building a fort or a wall will solve anything at all. Thousands of people immigrate to America escaping war and violence to get the life they couldn't have in their native country. But what help does being deported and denied the right to become legal bring?
Along with all the colorful pie charts and fancy graphics you will see on election night, the I Told You So pundits, and in the detailed breakdown of the results, these voices are part of the historical document of a very memorable year in American politics. Except these young folks will be around to demand and to vote for the future they now only dream of.
Dear future president.
Dear future president.
Dear future president.
Our thanks to Jackie Hesse, who's an English teacher at Excelsior Academy in Newburgh, New York. Thanks to the National Writing Project's Letters to the President Initiative and KQED San Francisco.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.